All right, this is an interview with Lena Schmidt for the Youngstown State University Project, Germany in the 1930s and 40s, by Stephen R. Ard, at 710 Esme Drive in Girard, Ohio, on the second day of June, 1981, at approximately 8:25 p.m. Lena, would you like to tell me when and where you were born?
I'm born on September 13, 1930.
Where at?
In Stuttgart. Okay.
And can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What was it like growing up?
My child? Mm-hmm.
No, that kindheit.
Oh, my heavens. I have three male sisters, and I have two more brothers. And that's six children altogether.
Okay. What was it like then in the early
90s? At that time, mm-hmm. My father was like a painter. My mother was home.
Housewife.
Sometimes she makes some homework too. She was sewing. Because my father don't make too much money. In the winter time, he has no work, just in the summer time. It was like a season work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was rough sometimes to eat. We was in rent, you know, we had no house by us. We was in rent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you describe some of the years in the 1920s. Can you tell me what things were like in Germany in the
1920s? 1920, yeah. I was a child. I mean, I had a good father, I had a good mother. But I was to school 8 years in Volksschule. I had no better education because we didn't have any money. And then in 28, I can remember, in 28 was the inflation over there. My father brought some money home, and the next day we couldn't buy anything for this money because the money was nothing worth.
Did he keep bringing more and more money home?
Yeah. But really, I can not. I can write. Remember me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever remember carrying money around in sacks or boxes?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a time in the early 20s when the economy seemed to pick up and things got a little better? No. Okay. All right, can we, let's go then into the early 1930s. What can you tell me about this time period?
My father died in 31. And my younger sister, she was 6 years old. It was for my mother real rough. I was 17 years old when my father died. I was just finished from the, what you call the lady?
Apprenticeship.
And he died in 31.
Okay.
And afterwards I have to give all my money to my mother. Mm-hmm. My father was a little bit older, he was 2 years older than I am. And the old sister, she was in this time 25. She married short before he died.
And what kind of work were you doing?
I?
Yes.
I was a sales lady first, and then in the 32 was rough to get a job, and then I was working for the Mercedes-Benz for 10 years, from 32 to 42.
Okay. When you were a sales lady, where were you working at?
I was working first in a store. He had handbags, some leather stuff, you know, and afterwards I was in a big cell house, just 10 months.
Were things still pretty expensive then in 31? Was there a lot of people shopping?
Yeah, you could buy. A lot of people could buy when we had money, but a lot of people had a lot of kids. You know, in this time they had a lot, people had a lot of kids. And they couldn't buy too much because the money was really short.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then when you went over to the Mercedes, what kind of work did you do there?
I was a key pincher. Up there.
Uh-huh. Okay,
yeah.
And what exactly did you do then for as a keep shop operator?
You mean before?
No.
Yeah, we made the payroll for the okay. whole plant, you know,
uh-huh.
and we made the material that they use for the cars. We had to key punch this.
Okay. This is about the time then Adolf Hitler is campaigning. Do you remember some of these early elections? Do you remember some of his early campaigns?
Yeah. I think he was happy because a lot of people don't have any vote and he gives his vote and we had a good time then. Everybody had vote and I saw him one time. You know, this was kind of funny when he come to our town and he drive down the street and something was funny. When you see this guy, how can I explain him?
He's
got a so the wicked
old guy. He got goosebumps. He mesmerized
me. Okay.
But when he started the war, this wasn't good.
Can you remember back in January of 1933 when he was appointed by Hindenburg the Chancellor?
I really don't, because I wasn't interested in politics.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Okay. Did you, after he became dictator, did you listen to some of the speech that he and the other party members gave? Did you hear that maybe on the radio?
Yeah, sometimes, but not too much. I really wasn't interested. But just when he started the war, I was married in 35, and I told my husband, oh, my gosh, I'd really be afraid. And when you would go to the war, and he said to me this time, not every
bullet finds its mark.
You mean?
Not every bullet finds its mark.
Yeah, that he said to me. Mm-hmm. It killed before the
Okay, going back to some of these speeches, the few that you did hear by maybe Hitler, or did you hear Goebbels? Did you hear him speak?
I heard the big in the radio.
Uh-huh. Can you remember what you felt at the time?
No. Really not.
He didn't like him.
No, I didn't like
him. She always said, that little club-footed something, I forget.
I can't remember because I was really mad when something happened up there. I would nothing know about it.
Would you say that a lot of the people around you felt like you did, or did they support Hitler? Your friends that you worked with, maybe at the Mercedes-Benz company?
Oh, some they say it's okay, some they say it's not okay.
Just didn't take an interest?
Yeah.
When the Mercedes, when we got into the war then, did the Mercedes-Benz company start producing things for the war?
Yeah, some they had to produce, but no bombs. I don't know what.
No.
Maybe some parts also.
Mm-hmm. Did the company then really get going at that time? Did there seem to be a lot of workers and people employed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had some girls in the plant too, because a lot of men, they had to go to the farm, and they had a lot of girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the office working, you know, I never go too many times into the plant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was the plant bombed during the war?
Yeah. I just can't remember, was it in 43, but not all, just some parts. Was bombed. I think it was in 43.
Mm-hmm.
I was then no more on things. In Daimler Benz, Mercedes.
Yeah.
But the plant didn't close down though for any period of time. Did they repair the bombing very quickly?
What do you mean?
Did they fix it after it was bombed or?
Oh yeah, they fixed it right away, but they could do it, you know. They had no material, but they could fix it, this would be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And working more.
Can you describe some of the bombing that took place in your city in general? Can you describe a bombing raid?
I can good remember I was one day, I come home from work and I was tired, you know. And this night I couldn't hear the alarm. I had alarm, siren,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't hear it in the night. And then afterwards I hear some bomb falling. And I go up and I go in the cellar. And some fella from this apartment house where I live, he was there and he said, "Mrs. Neumeier, what are you doing in the house?" I said, "I was sleeping, I didn't hear this." And I was with him in the cellar. And afterwards, we had our house was not bombed. And then after the I go up and what mustn't happen, and I go in the bed and after maybe an hour or so was the second time we had to go. I heard them and I go to the bunker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Irene, she was in this time evacuated.
Evacuated.
She was out of the town because the kids were going to school, they had to go, they had to be, was it, evacuated?
Evacuated.
Yeah, evacuated. To some little town, to the farm or so. She was in the Black Forest this time.
Okay. Can you tell me what you did to prepare for these raids, the bombing raids?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Und sie ihm sagte, wie du dich vorbereitet hast für so einen Bombenangriff.
Oh, I had just my suitcase with me and just my paper, you know what you have, your paper, your birth
certificate.
Yeah.
Right.
And I had my suitcase all the time. I had my lot of clothes, I had it in the cellar, you know. And just in the suitcase I had the real important thing, like a little bit underwear and
clothes.
Close.
The suitcase stayed packed at
all the time.
Mm-hmm. They just had a breath.
Yeah.
Did you keep this by the door?
I think I had it in my
bedroom,
yeah. Uh-huh. In the bedroom.
Can you tell me about the bombing in the city? Was it pretty bad?
Yeah, it was. I can remember one time my brother, he was here from he had vacation. He was in the war, you know, he had vacation for a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And the last night he was here and we all was together with him, all my sister. And then came alarm and was really bad. And I was with him, my sister-in-law and all our sisters together. And they bombed his house where he was living. Was an apartment too. And we had to go in the cellar and afterwards the the house was bombed upstairs. It was burning real bad. And when the was heißt der Angriff?
Well, the actual, when they start.
When this was over, when this was over, you know, we had to take, some stuff from up,
second floor
was, yeah, to go down. I can remember I had his radio, was a big one. I had this under my arm. I don't know why, and I had a couple of pillows under this arm and go down. I don't know why, yeah.
Okay, and this was in the burning building itself?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I go home to my apartment, and all over the streets were burning, you know, and oh, I was really scared this night. It was terrible.
Did they hit like schools and churches and hospitals and things like that? Was everything hit?
Some, but not too much. They had in the hospital, they had a Red Cross on top. I really can't remember. For maybe some, a little one, you know, but not too much.
Okay. You said you went to the bunker. Can you describe that bunker to me? Can you tell me what it was like?
It was, can you say, a block from beton block.
Cement
block. And there was a lot of rooms, you know, little rooms. First we had one room together when Irene was still here. We had a room with my mother-in-law, she was living with us. We had a room by ourselves, but But later on, they put then more people in it because it was in Worcester later on. We had a bridge, how to call it?
Bunk beds.
Yeah. Up there,
so two bunk beds, you know, top of one another.
For the kids, you know, but later on the kids had to go somewhere.
To evacuate.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of people? Were these bunkers large that they could hold a lot of people?
Yeah, it was pretty large. He had some stores.
Stories,
yeah.
Maybe. Six, seven stories.
Yeah, it was real high.
It was very high and square.
And in this thing where we was living was a lot of apartment houses, you know. There's a lot of people and a lot of children.
When you spent the time in the bunker, can you tell me what you did there? How did you pass the time?
Sometimes when you had room, you could lay down a little bit. You was talking, you know, and you was always afraid. Maybe something happened, you can't go out anymore. So you was really in angst.
A lot of fear. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I suppose you prayed a lot. Was you baited? Okay?
Not me.
No.
What was the longest time you spent in the bunkers?
Oh. At least, sometimes, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said your brother came home from the war, and this is when you helped evacuate his house.
He was just in vacation.
Uh-huh. Okay, did he talk about the war?
Yeah, he was talking how rough it is, and what could he do? He had to go back.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go back. He wouldn't like it, but he had to go. Because he would scratch him. I don't know, would you kill her or what?
Oh,
no. I'm punished after the murder.
Prison, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He would have killed.
I don't know.
But
one father killed in the war too, 3 days before my husband. 28 July, 41, and my husband in the 31 July, 41. 3 days together, was fun.
Did the kids ever come back during the, after that, or, I mean, did they come back not till the end of the war?
You mean the kids?
Yeah, the children that were sent out.
Yeah, they came back. You could, you could get them then, but before you have to evacuate the kids. Mm. You know, when it was so bad with the bombs. Mm. But after the war was over in 1945, I could pick up my daughter and she come home.
Mm-hmm. Why was Stuttgart a target? Was there major military installations there? Or did they just pick the city because it's a large city?
Rather, the military helped by the European Stuttgart, or it was hinted as home, but it was a große Stadt, a große city.
I think we had a lot like Daimler-Benz.
Mercedes-Benz.
We had some under things, under factory, like Porsche was in Stuttgart. And some, I think, would be
because of the industry.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think the industry was hit more by the bombs or the people's homes were hit more by the bombs?
I think this would be half-half. I would say so. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but I would say so.
Okay.
Would you think so?
Yeah, the west side were all
the bombs. Yeah.
We had mansions on the west side of Stuttgart. It was all gone. It was flat.
See, we was afraid because we was in an apartment house to Gaswerk. How do you call it?
Well, that is, I don't know, where the gasoline comes. You know, the gasoline to feed the city.
Oh, the gas lines?
The gas lines.
Yeah.
So we were very close to where that was.
And was not too far from Mercedes.
They did not bomb that because they had trees growing. They camouflaged it, you know, pretty good. The west side, where all the architects and doctors lived, was
more rich people.
The rich people. So they really bombed at random. You know, I think after all, they just dropped the load.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It just popped.
Because they would have been surely. If they would have known the gas lines was there to feed the with the electricity and what have you, you know, and the heating and so forth, they would have took that before they would have bombed the villas, you know, the expensive homes, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so too, because we really was afraid. They always say, oh, we're coming first, you know, when something...
Our side is yeah.
And we was lucky.
Okay. So in other words,
just a little bit. When the windows was broken, you know, came in, and a lot of dirt in our apartment. But it was not too bad. I was lucky, really.
Mm-hmm. How did you prepare for the blackouts?
The station.
Oh, this was bad. But anyhow, was everything so in.
Okay, we're talking about the bombings, okay? And it was interesting that mostly the richer homes, the better homes, were only hit as opposed to...
It was in Stuttgart like this, you know? Like Pforzheim, he was bombed all. It was like even. And I live now not too far away from Pforzheim, but he built it up. Really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to the fires, were the fires quite widespread? Did they burn down whole blocks at a time?
Oh, it takes a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had everything take them up from upstairs, take them down from upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, like, how do you call it now? Bühne, we built.
Well, like an attic.
Yeah, like an attic.
The houses are built in Europe different. They're not wood houses. They don't allow wood houses. They're all stuck in massive built, so they don't have long. They're harder to burn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like a house like this would go up to 5 minutes flat. A house like that wouldn't, because they have maybe walls and a stucco, you know. They're built with cinder blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put the stucco on top of the cinder blocks.
Right.
And in the attic, everybody had a little place to put some on, but you don't need too much. Mm-hmm. And then in the war, you have to take this all down.
Okay. Let's go to the time period then, after the war. Mm-hmm. Can you describe what it was like after the war is over?
Yeah, we was happy the war was over, but we had nothing to eat. In the war was everything under control. You get so many tickets for to buy some. Maybe I was by myself. I had maybe the whole month a ticket for 2 ounces a bottle. Or maybe 3-4 ounces of meat the whole month. Bread, I had enough bread. It's the only one that I had enough. I could sometimes trade them in to people who have a little more. Trade in who have a little bit more, maybe butter or Crisco or so. Maybe some people to get something from farmers. They have maybe relatives on the farm, and you get a little bit more, and then you get some. I can remember I get sometimes from my sister, from my oldest sister, I get a bottle of oil, and this helps me a lot, and you get some like this.
Now, how long did this condition last?
Till 48, till the bearings are from the inflation, isn't it?
No. The devaluation of the Reichsmark.
Yeah,
devaluation.
They had Reichsmark and then they had D-Mark. And then they had everything in the store after maybe a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Gives them a couple of weeks. But we had then no money. They had just 40 marks then. They get this from the government, 40 marks. Mm-hmm. But I was in work and I get my salary then, you know. I could then buy some.
Where did you go back to work at?
I was in the office in 48 then. I was like in a, how do you call it now?
E.T.?
E.T., yeah.
Export
Taxi Corporation. Export Taxi Corporation. I was like a cashier. And I made some bookkeeping and stuff like this, you know, in the office. I had to go out there.
When the occupation soldiers first came in, how did the German people feel about this? How did they react to seeing the foreign soldiers in Germany?
Yeah, sometimes was bad because we never see a black person, you know, and we had in the first time we had some black person in it. I can remember was French in Stuttgart.
French Moroccan.
Yeah. Marocano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And afterwards the Americana came in. But they don't bother me, no. I don't go too often out. Sometimes the girls, this was their own fault. You know, sometimes the going in shorts and you know, the soldiers, they came in and die hin rausfordert oft und sagt, no.
Do you want to buy rating?
Yeah.
She says a lot of the girls ask for it. Mm-hmm. Lady dressed in a little.
Did you have any contact with the soldiers? Mm-hmm. Any of the soldiers? Mm-hmm. What did you tell your daughter about the soldiers?
Oh, I don't told her too much because she knows my meaning, what I mean, and she knows this. And well, she was a good girl. She wasn't really bad.
Mm-hmm.
she was home with me then, we was happy to be home. And later on, when she was a little bit bigger, it was good. I can't complain.
Did you at any time hide from the soldiers when they first came in?
No.
Is there anything else that you could think of that you would like to mention from this time period that you think would be important to put on the tape?
No, I can't. Time for the slow was the normal, you know, takes time, but after that was normal, you know. I had no contact with. I was working every day and I had the time.
Okay.